Lesson 11. Creed of the Church. The word creed comes from a Latin word, credo, and is defined to be a belief, authoritative formula of religious belief, any formula or confession of religious faith, a summary of principles or opinions professed or adhered to. When one thinks of a creed, he usually thinks of the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. However, neither one is found in the Bible. Furthermore, every man-made church has its own man-made creed in the form of manuals, disciplines, confessions of faith, etc., all of which are additions to God's Word. May it be suggested that any creed book that contains more than the Bible contains too much? Any creed book that contains less than the Bible contains too little? And any creed book that contains nothing but the Bible is useless because we already have the Bible. Revelation 22 verses 18 and 19 and Galatians 1 verses 6 through 9 stress the fact that we are not to add to God's Word, we are not to subtract from it, and we are not to substitute for it. In other words, the Scriptures are complete, 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. They are perfect, James 1 verse 25. And we are to speak only as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 11. There is therefore no need for an additional book or books as authorization. The religious world is divided today not because the people have followed God's word, but because they have accepted the creeds of men. It is argued that every church must have its own set of rules, etc. This within itself is an admission that the Bible has been forsaken. How tragic! Thus our plea is for one and all to lay down their man-made books and return to the Bible, which is the Word of God. It will not divide us, but will unite us in Christ Jesus. What is the creed of the Lord's Church? We have no Savior but Christ, and no creed but the Bible. Our opinions and ideas in religion are worthless. We have no private interpretation of the Bible. All we have is the Bible. We have obeyed its teaching, and we point others to it. Our plea is for one and all to read and study it. John 5, verse 39, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And we ask people everywhere to do what it teaches. We have no additional book or books that we follow. We do not believe that there is a man living who can write a book of rules and regulations that would equal the Bible. We do not believe that the Lord has given anyone the right to write such a book. We do not believe that the Holy Spirit has inspired anyone to write such a book. It is the Word of God and the Word of God only that has come from God, that has been inspired of God, and that can save us. Furthermore, it is the Word of God that will judge us in the last day. John 12, verse 48. You can't find the truth unless you go to the source of the truth. Therefore, to believe the truth, you must hear the truth. Romans 10, verse 17. It is no wonder that the majority of the people are deceived in religious matters. It is no wonder that there is so much division and confusion in the religious world. Man has gone to man for help instead of the Lord. Man has turned to the teachings of men instead of the writings of the Bible. Surely then, man must return to the Bible if he is to be saved. We would encourage man to go to the Bible to learn the truth about the church. There are many counterfeit churches in the world. Which one is right? Should one make a separate study of each one? No, one should go to the book that tells the truth about the church. Once he learns the truth about the Lord's church, he will have no trouble locating the one that follows the Bible teaching. We would encourage man to go to the Bible to learn the truth about what one must do to be saved. There are many ways to be saved according to the teaching of men, but when one goes to God's book, he finds that it is simply stated that one must hear the truth, believe it, repent of his sins, confess Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Acts 2, verse 38. What difference does it make what man says? The Lord is the one who saves. And so one must hear and obey him to be saved. We should encourage man to go to the Bible to learn how to worship God. Contrary to what man says, there are not many ways of worship. The Bible teaches that there is just one way, and the Lord so specified how in his word. John 4, verse 24. Not only on these points, but on all points that pertain to salvation and life and godliness, we would urge one and all to go to the Bible for the truth about it. While man leaves the impression that the Bible cannot be understood, and definitely not understood alike, this is not true. The devil would have man to stay away from the Bible in order that he might be lost. But to be saved, he must come to it, believe it, and let it be his one and only guide in religious matters. Only then can he be saved, because only then will he be right. What is our creed? Jesus Christ in his word. Besides him, there is no other. We believe that Christ is the Son of God and that his word is final. We accept it and follow it alone. We urge all others to do the same. The creeds of man can lead you to but one place, hell. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Questions. Please give correct answers. Number 1. Define creed. Number 2. What does every man-made church denomination have? Number 3. Tell what will happen to those who add to or subtract from the word. Number 4. Are the scriptures complete? Number 5. What is perfect? Number 6. How are we to speak? Number 7. Is there any need for additional books of authority? Number 8. Why is the religious world divided today? Number 9. Will the Bible divide us? Number 10. What is the creed of the Lord's church? Number 11. Are our personal opinions and ideas worth anything? Number 12. Do we have a right to our own private interpretation? Number 13. Is there a man living who could write a book that would be equal to the Bible? Number 14. Has the church given anyone the right to write a book and claim it to be equal to the Bible? Number 15. From where did the Word of God come? Number 16. What word will judge us in the last day? Number 17. What is the truth? Number 18. To whom has man gone for help? Number 19. To what book must we go to learn the truth about the church? Number 20. Are there many ways to be saved? Number 21. What does the Bible teach that one must do to be saved? Number 22. Does the Lord reveal in His Word what He would have man to do in worship? Number 23. Can the Bible be understood? Number 24. Can we all understand the Bible alike? Number 25. Who is the one and only way to heaven?